Welcome, my friend, to the very first Geno 8 Tampa episode of 2021. It's kind of the first episode of Geno 8 Tampa. I haven't officially launched this new podcast yet. For those of you who may be subscribed already, you may have subscribed to my old podcast, which used to be called The Other 59 Minutes. And that was kind of an all free-for-all, just things I talk about on my radio show, just in extended form, since I talked for 12 seconds five times an hour. So thus, I used to call my podcast, The Other 59 Minutes. But I'm going to like laser focus the podcast now just to my food stuff, because that's the thing I love talking about the most. And it's the stuff that we noticed that you downloaded the most is when we talked about just different places to get the junk food that I love all around Tampa Bay. So Geno 8 Tampa was a hashtag that I started years ago, and I started it on Instagram only to make it so it was easy for someone to find like a recommendation I might have made. Like someone would say, hey, I remember you talked about that pizza place in Brandon. What was it called again? I'm going that way today. And I would just go to hashtag Geno 8 Tampa so I could quickly find, I think it was called Babes. I can't see, this is why I created the hashtag, because I can't remember it myself even as I speak right now. But the hashtag Geno 8 Tampa started evolving. Then all of a sudden it was Geno 8 Boston. You know, if I went to a place in Boston and loved it, I know a lot of you eventually will probably travel to Boston and you would ask me for recommendations. So then I started Geno 8 NYC and Geno 8 Vegas and Geno 8 Maine and all the other Geno. There's even a Geno 8 Europe. So it's kind of been like a cool thing that I've developed. And now I'm going to make it a podcast. And this is going to be called Geno 8 Tampa, with a primary focus, obviously, on the places around here in Tampa Bay that I love the most. And I can't think of any better guest to have on my very first episode than the woman who made me drop to one knee and propose the first time I met her. I had only known her for a mere few moments before I dropped down on one knee and asked for her hand in marriage, and she still hasn't given me a solid answer. But my God, she's incredible. I've over the years, we've become great friends, and it's become a thing now when Florida Strawberry Festival season comes around and Florida State Fair season comes around. Oh, everybody starts wondering, what's Mama Jane gonna do this year? What has she got cooking up in the kitchen? What's coming out of her laboratory this year for the festival season? And I'm excited to have her on today to tell us what she's got planned for Plant City. And Mama Jane, I know you travel nationally. We've seen you on TV a million times all over the country on Carnival Eats, but you're a Florida girl, right?
I am. Pensacola is home for me. Of course, we travel all across the state, and I love the Tampa Bay area. It's one of my favorite areas to be in.
So, but, Mama, yeah, Mama came up with this creation for the Florida Strawberry Festival. It was about 5 or 6 years ago. And she does one new creation every year, and then she just instantly retires it, which to me was a crime because this was so good. But funnel bacon on a stick, for those who haven't experienced this masterpiece, explain how you came up with it, what's the magic behind it, and why would you ever retire it?
Well, you know, none of them are truly retired. They can be brought back at any time. That's the beauty of the whole thing. But I want everybody to try new ones. I want to get as many new ones out as I can and mark them as mine.
Right.
And then go from there. But the funnel bacon on a stick was created. My daughter, Judith, shared a Pinterest picture, and it was a pancake that was really long and it had a piece of bacon in the middle of it. And I'm like, ooh, can I put that on a stick? Tried it and it worked. So there you have it. Super simple.
It's amazing how just putting something on a stick just takes it to the next level.
It does, you know, and that bacon on a stick is just, you can walk around with it. You can dip it in the maple bacon if you want. Yeah, it's really good.
Like my mom, if she would have just known back in the day that she just could have put that broccoli on a stick and I deep fried it, I probably would have liked it.
Yeah. You know, it's easy to put broccoli on a stick and then batter it and deep fry it.
Really? That's been done?
I don't know if it's been done, but
it shouldn't be done. Yeah, funnel bacon on a stick. The first moment I met Mama, about 30 seconds later, I was on one knee proposing to her, because it's just this most magical thing. She just simply takes a stick of bacon, a thick chunk of bacon. I got to imagine that's a key component of this, right?
Oh, it is, you know, and the bacon's the best part of it. But Geno, I have a surprise for you and your audience.
Oh?
Yeah, I really do. Something you do not know.
Are you bringing it back again?
what we're going to do, we're going to pick one day. You and your audience will pick one day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
For Strawberry Festival. And that one day, and one day only, the funnel bacon on the stick will be available.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah! See, 2020, screw you. 2021 is here. I got to imagine 2020 was crazy for you guys. I mean, you guys make your living from this. How did you get through 2020, given that all these fairs and festivals were shut down?
Well, you know, we got shut down as soon as we got to Miami opening day. We were 10 minutes away from opening, and they shut us down.
Oh, my God. All that work.
Yeah, it was horrendous. We had to throw away so much food that was already prepped and ready to go. You know, oil in the fryers and batter in the barrels that was dry. It wasn't ready to, you know, it was ready to go. So, that was pretty horrid. But we survived. We did a bunch of drive-throughs. We have had a couple of fairs, and we did really good with the fairs that were open. The Pensacola Interstate Fair was huge for us this year. Last year it was in October, and we did really good. Everyone wore their masks. Everybody was social distancing. They had extra hand sanitizing stations out. They were cleaning the rides in between rides.
Good.
You know, it really worked out very well. So there is a way to do the festival without creating a breeding ground for COVID.
Sure. No, and we had you, yeah. I remember at the Florida State Fairgrounds, you guys did that drive-through thing, and people loved it.
They did, and we did that a couple of times there.
It just brought a sense of normalcy and just like, you know, just good feelings. I mean, it was comfort food. It's exactly what we needed in 2020.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
So, listen, I don't want to put this off any longer because I've been dying to find out, because this is right about the time where Mama, like, puts her hands together and, like, what is she going to create in the kitchen and her laboratory this year for the Florida Strawberry Festival? I know there's usually some kind of strawberry theme. However, funnel bacon on a stick was going out on a limb. That was definitely not strawberry inspired, but I've had creations from you. What was that one that you had last year?
A strawberry elephant ear.
That's right.
And you could get it with either with fresh strawberries and cream cheese glaze on top, or you could get it with fresh strawberries and chocolate syrup.
Right.
You know, it was super good. And everyone loved that one. They were looking for it all across the fairgrounds. So that was pretty sweet.
And it made sense, given it's the Strawberry Festival. I always tell people, because, you know, we talk about this on the radio, and I put these on my socials, and it's like, once you get to the fair, sometimes you just get blinded by all these trucks. They start looking the same. You really do have to seek Mama out, because your creations are completely unique. You can get popcorn any time of the year. You can go to the movies any time of the year. You can get a, you know, hot dog on a stick at Publix. You got to, like, get these once-in-a-lifetime experience creations that Mama comes up with. So without further ado, what is our food for the Florida Strawberry Festival 2021?
We are calling it the Strawberry Lemon Ricotta Funnel Cake.
Strawberry and lemon. Ooh, I love lemon desserts.
Yeah, don't forget the ricotta. The ricotta and lemon juice are actually in the funnel cake. So this cake is very, very moist. The crunch on it is phenomenal. It's just... I actually will eat this one. You know, I don't try my creations, but I eat this one. It's ridiculous. And then, of course, it's got fresh strawberries on top with the lemon glaze on top of that again.
Oh, with a lemon glaze. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, this one, it's redonkulous. It really is. This one is just out of the world. It's very, very good.
Is Plant City the first to try this, or have you tried this in other cities?
I've tried it in Pensacola, but it didn't have fresh strawberries on it. I did it with a different topping.
What'd you do?
Blueberry.
Oh, ooh, that could be good too. But that
one was good.
But it's Strawberry Festival. You got to go with the Plant City strawberries.
Yeah, we always use fresh Plant City strawberries. We go purchase them right there. We always use Wish Farms berries.
Right.
So, yeah.
Strawberry lemon regatta funnel cake. Funnel cake or an elephant ear?
This is a funnel cake.
Okay. I like it. So, and then we're going to do this funnel bacon on a stick for one night only. I'll let my listeners pick the night, and I'll definitely be there. What else is going to be in the truck this year?
Oh, goodness. Of course, you know, we'll have all the standards, the traditional funnel cake, the traditional elephant ear. You can get the strawberry cheesecake, funnel cake, or elephant ear.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that one's really good. It's the fresh berries with the cream cheese glaze on it with powdered sugar, of course. And that's our biggest seller. You can get the caramel apple funnel cake or elephant ear.
Oh. You know, here's a fun one to ask you, because I always like say how great your stuff is. I'm sure there's something that you've created at some point over these years that you thought would just be the biggest hit, and it bombed. What, there's got to be at least one that was a swing and a miss.
You know, they haven't really bombed, but maybe not as popular. And one of them would be the red bean sausage and rice funnel cake.
That's a tough sell.
It is a tough sell. But I'll tell you what, my oldest son said, no, don't go there, Mom. Those, you can't mix those two together, which I did. But the people that did try it actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, it's not a surprise to me, because the savory funnel cakes, it just first thought, especially when you're at a fair and you have the sweet tooth, you know, it doesn't sound right. You had one a couple years ago at the Strawberry Festival. I think you told me about it. It was a year that I didn't make it. Do you remember which one it was? You had a savory funnel cake about 3 years ago.
I've had several savories. I've had the pizza funnel cake.
Yes.
And then I had the cheesy fried enchilada funnel cake.
I think that was the one. And as much as I love that kind of food, it just, the marriage on paper doesn't really set my imagination on fire. But I got to say, you've had a couple situations where you just had me try something like, oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to give it a shot, you know, at least one bite. That was a rule for my kids growing up. They had to try one bite of everything in front of me so I could see it.
Right.
And that one, then I'd let them off the hook if they didn't like it after that. I'm like, okay, you tried your one bite.
Now, it was a year or so ago, the guys from Carnival Eats came by the Strawberry Festival and featured a lot of your products again. What was Noah's favorite over the years that he's tried? Is he the funnel bacon on a stick mega fan like I am, or did he have another one of yours that was one of his favorites?
No, I know he loved the pizza funnel cake, and he fell in love with the funnel bacon on a stick because of the maple buttercream that goes on it.
Yeah.
He's from Canada. Maple makes sense. But I really don't know which one would have been his favorite.
Gonna have to ask him then. We'll have to get him on my podcast, or you're gonna have to ask him in person. Is there anything on the radar with those guys this year, or are they kind of taking a break with all that's going on?
Well, right now they're still taking a break. Canada is on lockdown. They're not letting anyone in or out.
Oh, that's right.
So for right now, they're on hold. They don't want to be on hold, but they are.
My favorite thing about Mama Jane is she's been on that show so often. You're such the goddess of fair foods that now you're running out of family members to feature on the show, because they don't want to have Mama Jane on like every time they try to spread it around. And you've run out of family members. So if we can recruit any new Harris members, she needs some more family members to put on Carnival Eats.
Well, actually, my children haven't been on yet.
Oh.
It's been the company, the best around. It's been their family that's been on.
Oh, okay.
And there's still members that haven't been on yet.
So. Well, I know you're going to come up with something, because every year she just wows us with these like amazing creations. And this one sounds like it's going to be one or two. Strawberry, lemon, regatta, funnel cake. In that order, is that the adjective order?
Yep. Strawberry, lemon, ricotta, funnel cake. And it is phenomenal. It's a sweet ricotta cheese that goes in the cake.
Yeah, because when you think of ricotta cheese, that's what they put it like in ravioli, right?
They put it in ravioli. They also put it in a lot of cheesecakes.
Right.
It has more of the grainy texture to it.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. It's not like...
And is ricotta what they put in cannoli as well?
No, I don't believe a ricotta is in cannoli.
Okay. Regardless, listen, if it's yours, I know it's going to be good. I don't have to question it. Mama Jane, March 4th through the 14th, Florida Strawberry Festival in Plant City. And, of course, you can find her on socials, too. We link to her page all the time on our Q105 one. But your Twitter is Mama. Is it? I should know this right off the top of my head.
It's Mama Jane Harris.
Not on Twitter.
Or it could be Clue Huntress.
Clue Huntress. That's what it is. Okay.
That's what it is. Clue Huntress. Yes. That was because I've had it for so long that, you know, haven't changed the name of it.
Gotcha. All right. And then we will see you not too long from there at the Florida State Fair, and we'll have another big reveal.
Yes, we will.
All right.
It's going to be another good one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.